Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. You are listening to Judging Megan with your host, Megan Judge. I am super, super excited for today's guest. I hunted this woman down on TikTok. It's weird because I don't usually find my guests on TikTok. I'm kind of newer to TikTok. And P.S. listeners, follow me on TikTok. I'm embarrassed. I have like 700 followers. Where are all my followers? Why are you not following me? And also my TikTok's a little more serious. I mean, not serious. It's a little more, I do dumb videos because now I think I understand TikTok. And I'm really embarrassing my 13-year-old by putting myself out there and doing these videos. Anyways, So I'm going to introduce her in a second, but I do want to remind everybody, I am going to be taking, I have a few more episodes in the month of June, and then I'm going to be taking a couple weeks off. I literally have not taken a vacation from doing my podcast. I've taken a couple weeks off here and there. I just need a little bit of a break. For summer, we might go on vacation and travel. So you can listen to repeat episodes. I have about 126 episodes in the library that you can listen to. And so you can catch up on old episodes. You can also follow me on Patreon. And I love hearing from you on Instagram is usually the best way to reach me. I always answer my messages back.
We've all been put here for a reason, and we all deserve acceptance.
Judging Megan with Megan Judge.
I'm a trauma survivor from a really young age, and I have been diagnosed with complex PTSD in the past few years. I've been surrounded by death and abuse much of my life. I've been dragged through the mud and have been to the point of not wanting to go on anymore. Through my interviews with other survivors, I've learned that there is a way out. From recovering to surviving and thriving, we all have the strength to come out the other side.
You are listening to Judging Megan.
I am so excited to talk about this topic today. And this is probably one of the biggest hot topics, I think, around right now. My guest is Jennifer Witherspoon. As I said, I found her on TikTok, and her handle on TikTok is Mama Gents Here. And I don't know what it is. Sometimes I'm just drawn to people. I've said this often. If somebody applies to my show, I am usually taken by their story. Or if I find somebody, like I find an author or a publicist sends me somebody. Jennifer has this amazing spirit. And I one day was scrolling through TikTok and I found her. And she is very inspirational to me because she has lost over 100 pounds. She also is very upfront about how she did it. And we're going to be talking today about the hot topic of semaglutides, which we all want to understand and know about. Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, you can do the compounded semaglutides. So if you go to TikTok and you follow Jennifer, she's just great. She's great. She talks about her own journey. She talks about her experience. She talks about like what's worked for her, what hasn't. So welcome, Jennifer, to my podcast. So nice to have you on today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm excited to be on here with you.
Well, I'm going to just start with the following. So I think that there's a lot of preconceived like conceptions about what semaglutides are. There's a lot of people out there that are like, you're stealing medicine from diabetics. You sure. hear that all the time. You're putting something awful into your body. You're going to gain all the weight back. I'm just trying to think of like all the things that mean people, haters say to people that are on it that I follow on TikTok, including you. I'm going to be very upfront because I think a lot of women lie about it that I found, and they say, oh, I just lost 20 pounds and I look great. And I'm in my 40s and my 50s and I just suddenly lost weight. I know one particular woman in my community that suddenly is like lost a bunch of weight. And I'm like, sister, you did not go on a diet and lose a bunch of weight. You were a heavy set woman. Naturally, usually when we get older, it's harder with our hormones and all of that stuff to lose weight. So I will be honest with my listeners right now and tell you that I am on a semi-glutide right now. I'm on Wegovy. I'm on like just switched up to a middle dose. I no longer am going to be able to get it. So I can maybe talk to you about that. And I am going to be switching to a compounded semi-glutide. So we can kind of go into that, Jennifer, but I wanted to start there and just be transparent and honest about my own journey thus far. I think I'm down like 10 pounds and I've been on it, I think like 5 or maybe 6 weeks. I think I'm on 6 weeks right now. So where do we begin? Do you have any comments on what I just said? Because it was a big mouthful.
Well, first of all, congratulations. Making the decision to get on a GLP or a GLP and a GIP, you have like a single agonist and a dual agonist. So your single agonist is going to be your semaglutide, which is your Wegovy and your Ozempic.
Okay.
Your dual, the one that has both of them, the GLP-1 mechanism and the GIP, all right, is going to be your tirzepatide. And there's so nothing
Mounjaro.
Else like it. Mounjaro.
Okay. Okay.
So tirzepatide is the active ingredient in Mounjaro.
Okay.
So whenever you buy a compounded medication, which is kind of like a generic or a spinoff of the original, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to have the same basic active ingredient. It's going to have the same properties. People say, you know, how is that possible? Because basic Mounjaro is like a monopoly right now, right? Because you can't find tirzepatide. It is not for sale. So people are initially getting the tirzepatide salt, I believe it is. And I don't know if they're reconstituting it or how that works, but they're using B6 with it.
Okay.
And, you know, without going too far ahead, I have used both of them and I had better results on the compound as far as side effects.
Okay, let me just stop here because I also forgot to mention one thing. Neither of us are trying to sell anybody on going
absolutely.
On a diet drug, doing anything like that. I'm not promoting it. Jennifer is just telling her own experience, but I want to be really clear about that. And I forgot to mention that in the beginning. For me personally, I'm very interested in this. Because I gained weight during COVID. I'm in my late 40s. I could not lose weight no matter what I did. I was working out. I was eating what I thought was right. Yes, we all know, like I do drink wine sometimes, not like I used to. I used to lean on it much more heavily. But nothing was working for me. And it's very difficult for women once we reach a certain age with diet and exercise, not to mention your background and your genetics. So if you have the genetics of like not being stick skinny when you're young and in your 20s, you're going to tend to probably gain weight. So I tried everything and that's why I kind of came to this decision. I also did a lot of research before I decided to like shoot myself up with needles and put a drug into my body. And I know Jennifer has as well. So that's part of why I wanted her on. So we can kind of clear up misconceptions because people are so, so judgmental about these drugs. And they're actually saving people's lives in a lot of ways. And, you know, obesity is a disease. So I just wanted to say that before we go any further, because I forgot to say it in the beginning.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm definitely not on here to promote or sell anything. Mm-hmm. I use my platform for various things. Really, it's there's so many people that are sitting at home right now dealing with the same issues that I was dealing with. To give you a quick background, I was in a family. I'm the only daughter. I have three brothers. And my mom was 100 pounds at her heaviest. And my dad was very height, weight proportionate. Nobody in my family was overweight, not my grandparents, nobody. So I wasn't overweight until after I had my third child, because I bounced back real well after the first two. And my second boy, who I gained the least amount of weight with, it just stuck. And I started noticing that I was having some changes in my body. I was starting to have to watch what I ate a whole lot more. And I thought, okay, you know, a lot of it is probably age, hormones, what times of day I'm eating, how much I'm eating. There might have been a little underlying depression. I had a lot of change going on at that time. Mm-hmm. And so I kept giving myself excuses for why I was gaining this weight. Well, I went from a size 8 to a size 16 in less than a year. So I went to my doctor and I said, look, my eating really hasn't changed. They did some lab work, blood work, came back and kept making me feel like I was crazy. Like, yeah, everything looks great. Until I switched doctors. And then I switched doctors. And on my first visit, it was just a, hey, how are you? And then my second visit, I said, we need to do some further looking. And then he did some lab work and he said, well, you're in the pre-diabetes category. And he says, probably because you've gained so much weight and kept, it's probably genetic. Like, well, first of all, I know that's not true. And then blah, you know. So what it boils down to is, of course, there were hormonal, you know, changes and there were a lot of other factors. But basically, by putting on some weight, I had become insulin resistant. And he said that, you know, because if you take in 3,000 calories a day, your body builds up an insulin resistance, which means that even if you drop down 500 calories, your body's still going to fight. You know, mm-hmm. it's not going to allow you to lose weight, basically. And so I woke up in August of 2000 and, well, really 2019. And I walked out to the mailbox to check the mail and I came back in the house and I was sweating and I thought, this is ridiculous. Went to the doctor and he said, you're 221 pounds and you're 5 foot tall. Like, we need to do something. Mm-hmm. And this, I said, okay. So that's when we did the labs and stuff. And then I pushed it off on the back burner for like 8 or 9 months. I was like, you know what? Because I didn't want to make the change. I wasn't ready to cut out and be disciplined and live the way that I should have done a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I had gotten into a lazy lifestyle with kids. It's easier to order and, you know. But when I saw myself at 221, something just changed. Something snapped inside of me. I came home and I was in tears. And for 2 days, I was just, couldn't even get out of bed. And I thought, okay, this is it. This is the turning point. My doctor had sent me home with a prescription for metformin. And I don't know, all these medications, you know, I was talking to my mom and she said, what's it called? She's a nurse, retired. Yeah. And I told her. But anyway, to sum it up, that's when I really got serious and I knew that I had to make some diet changes. They put me on an appetite suppressant with it to kind of help me. I started, I watched a gentleman on TikTok. I could never afford to join his program. And plus it was a different state. So what kind of, you know, but I started watching all his TikToks. So basically I was doing his program for free and it was about fasting and what to eat when you come out of a fast and, how many carbohydrates to allow yourself in the first 4 months and all these things. And I thought, okay, well, he's basically teaching me for free. Yeah. So I started to make myself little diet plans. And I realized after about 3 months of doing his program, I didn't need to make myself a plan anymore it was just this easy. And I tell people all the time, it is so simple. It's just certain things, like little bitty things that you would never think of. A sweet and low can mess up your whole day. And I know people are like, science is there. The proof is there. The evidence is there. I'm not talking about heart health, which is important. I'm not even touching on that. I'm talking about A1C. I'm talking about diabetes, pre-diabetes, insulin resistance, and weight loss and weight gain. Something so simple. Sugar-free creamers are full of sucralose.
I know you talk about this a lot because I follow you and you're constantly I want you to get into like what you eat and that kind of stuff. Yes. Too. But it is so interesting to when I follow you, because you do these for my listeners, she does these live Instagrams. Do you do them every day or?
I do the live TikToks every day.
I meant TikTok.
I try to do them every day. This last week, I told my followers I was only going to do it twice this last week because I had some things I had to take care of and I went out of town on vacation. But I am on every night at 8 o'clock and that's Central Time.
Because that's kind of when I'm on and that's how I found you. But I love your honesty. And, you know, there's a lot of TikTokers now that are just on there talking about, you know, Mounjaro, Wegovy, Ozempic, all this stuff. But I love that you break it down because it's not, there's no magic shot pill. It doesn't exist. Like, even though all these celebrities have lost weight on Ozempic or whatever, they're denying that they have, but there's no way they haven't, by the way. It is what you eat still. And I found that too. And I messaged you the other day because I was on a live and I was like, I haven't lost any weight in 2 weeks. I'm so annoyed. And you're just like, well, what are you eating? Like, what are you putting in your coffee? And that is so true. Yep. I eat like a fireball candy, an atomic fireball sometimes. Uh-huh. Because I just like, I can get nauseous on it. And so I'm like, oh, but I'm just putting pure sugar into my body. Or if I cheat for a day and I drink wine on this, you're going to see it on the scale the next day. So Absolutely. It's really important for people to understand that although this is, you know, if you were put on metformin, like you said, or were you on phentermine with it?
I was.
Okay. That's what I was. So in the beginning, before these drugs, even though also these drugs like have been approved, everybody's like, what is this going to do to your body? These have been around for, I believe, 20 years. Is that accurate?
2008.
Okay.
So almost, about 15.
Okay. So there's one that's also called, what is it called? Saxenda?
Saxenda?
Saxenda.
And I think that's been around since 2004. You're right.
Yeah. So these drugs have been around, but it also makes a difference that when you do this, you're going to have to like anything, change your habits, you know, they can only help so much, correct?
That's correct. If you don't make the necessary diet changes, not only are you not going to see results if you're taking a medication, but it's not even about just weight loss. I mean, we're talking about your health. Mm-hmm. So my first priority was health. I got on metformin. I didn't know anything about it. I was Googling it driving home.
Yeah.
Like, what in the world? And I call my mom and she's like, oh, great. And I'm like, what? And she was like, oh, dear. I'm very familiar with it. And, you know, and she was like, well, I guess you're going to have to start watching what you eat. And I was like, yeah. And she was very sweet, very understanding. But I was crushed because I thought, how did I do this to myself? You know, like, you look back and you think, just poor diet habits, poor choices. You know, and here I am, the mom of 3 kids, and I'm like, I just hope I didn't implement this on my children. But there was a lot of other, you know, background things going on in my head. Like, I just felt so ashamed of myself. But
Do you think, like, for me during COVID was when I was going through like the worst period of my time, of my life? I had gone through this, my listeners know, gone through this like horrific friend breakup. I was having panic attacks. My work life was horrible. I was like at my wit's end and I found myself like drinking way too much in COVID.
Sure.
And binge eating, like snacking at the end of the day because it was a comfort to me. And that's really how I put on like 20 plus pounds. I've lost 10. And I mean, I don't have like a lot to lose, but I would like to lose like another 20.
Yeah.
And so I think that I'm very inspired by you because to be vulnerable and like put yourself out there and, you know, our society is so judgmental of people if they don't look a certain way or, you know, aren't thin enough, aren't like young enough, aren't whatever enough. It's really hard like to put on weight and know that you're like, I have to walk outside and I don't feel comfortable in my own skin. You know, it's a lot. It's very sad actually. And I think that people need to like take a step back before they judge others and understand like there's a reason behind like weight gain or, you know, it could be like start as genetics. You put on weight really quickly and then you give up because you're like, what else do I do? I guess I'm just meant to be heavy, you know?
Yeah.
So I really want to commend you for that because it's to make the decisions that you made. And I know how hard that is to feel like not comfortable in your skin, you know, and put weight on like that. It's hard.
Yeah. And well, there were a lot of other things too that had been weighing on me for quite a while. For instance, you know, not that family's not supportive. Okay. But how many times did you try and fail? Or how many times did you go to the grocery store and spend $200 on all this healthy food and end up throwing half of it away, you know, because you didn't eat it? Or how many times, you know, and it's not that my family wasn't supportive because I don't want to say that. They were. They just didn't know how to support me. And this time I just really didn't need it. I just needed everybody to just mind their own business kind of because this was about me.
Yeah.
You know, I still made separate meals for my children. But most of the time they would eat what I was making. They wanted what I was making. You know, which was great. My kids eat everything. And, but I think the most important thing, and I want everyone to know this, that it just literally is, if you set yourself a goal for a month, you're going to fail. If you set yourself a goal for a week, you're going to fail. If you wake up today and you think, well, it's Thursday, I'll start on Monday, I'm going to eat whatever the heck I want to eat for the next 3 days, you're going to fail because you're already setting yourself up to fail. Mm-hmm. It's one day at a time. You don't go to the grocery store and buy a week's worth of healthy food. You're not going to eat it. You're not going to. I'm sorry. I just don't feel like you are. I didn't. So this is what I tell people that follow me or people that I meet and they're like, God, you're so thin and all this. And I can't help it. I just want to say, if I could only tell you by eliminating maybe five things, just five, you could lose 10 pounds a month.
Well, like tell me what the five, let's go there then.
Let's go there.
I want to know this. What are the five things? I know that you, and I'm answering for you for one of them, you are a huge believer in lemon juice.
Huge.
So putting lemon juice, drinking a ton of water, which I am not doing a good job with. So I think that's why my weight loss is not going in the direction. I hate drinking water, but you have to on these drugs, by the way.
Have to.
Yeah. So tell me about the lemon juice.
Okay. First of all, when I went to see a dietitian, just real quick, I went to see one at the University of Texas and she had lost 188 pounds without surgery, without medications. And I went, how is that possible? Like, I'm not trying to be rude, but I want to know how. And she said, I eliminated, you know, I went keto, but I did the lemon juice thing and I'm thinking I'm about to rub myself down with lemon juice. Like, what is she talking about? Right. I'm thinking, oh God, this is going to be so weird. And she's like, no, she said, I just take fresh lemon and I just cut it into little wedges and I put it in all the water I drink. And I thought, okay, you're one of the girls from high school. You know what I mean? I'll take water with lemon, you know, those girls. Yeah. And I was like, okay, all right. And I'm thinking, God, I come from a dental family. Like my dad is a dentist. Like there's no way I could walk into the office pouring lemon juice in my water. He would look at me like, what are you doing? You know, the acid on your teeth. So I got a straw. But
just to interrupt you, my dad was an orthodontist. So I understand the whole dentist. I understand the whole teeth.
Yeah.
You have good teeth, right?
And we did. Oh, they're all veneered. But we did have that conversation. You know what I mean? We did have that conversation. He came up there and I was using the Sicilian lemon juice in my water one day. And he said, what are you doing? I said, we'll talk about it after work. He goes, okay. So I explained it to him. He goes, all right, well, just make sure you're drinking it through a straw. And so then it was Mother's Day a week later. And he had bought for Mother's Day, I'm not his mother, but he had bought me a bright pink Yeti cup with one of those hard plastic straws. And I thought, okay, so there's the support I was getting, you know?
Yeah.
But basically after I saw this dietitian, she said, you have to add lemon to all your water. I said, oh my God, why? She said, let me tell you why. First of all, it's a diuretic. It curbs your appetite. It is being currently used now, but she didn't say this. It's now being used in all the water of cancer patients with 7 different types of cancer, including breast cancer. Yeah, I swear to God. It stops the growth of the protein in the cell of the breast cancer.
I had no idea.
Blows my mind. Yeah. Not only that, but it speeds up your metabolism 30 to 40%.
How much water are you drinking in a day
I'm going to be 100% transparent with you guys, because everybody's going to be like, well, my gosh, I was drinking literally 150 to 180 ounces of water a day, which is too much. Your body cannot filter that.
That's a ton.
Okay. Yeah. But before I got switched over to Manjaro, okay, which was, I was only on Manjaro 4 months and I lost 44 pounds and I hit my goal. Okay.
Yeah. Let's go. We'll go back to that. But I do want to kind of finish the lemon. But you also talk specifically about a certain kind of lemon juice.
Yes. So there's a certain kind of lemon. It's called Sicilian lemon. I couldn't do regular lemon because it was so acidic. It would cause my tongue to get a little raw. I talked during the day at my job a lot. And so I was noticing that, gosh, even if I cut back on it, it was too much. And so I was looking for alternatives and I read about the Meyer's lemon. Well, the Meyer's lemon's hard to get, especially in tech, blah, blah, blah. And it's really expensive to have it. I thought, okay, I'm not going to make this so hard on myself. I was talking to a little older gentleman that worked at the grocery store here and ran at Randall's. And he said, oh, you're talking about Sicilian lemon. And I went, huh? He said, well, we sell it's $1.99. And I was like, okay. Well, then I looked on it. It said zero calories, zero added sugar, zero this, zero that. And I thought, oh, this is a win. So I bought a bunch, waited for a month, went back, saw the dietitian. She said, oh yeah, it's perfect. It's smoother. You don't have the acid. You're not tearing up your mouth and your tongue and your, so I put about 2 tablespoons per 30 ounces of water.
Okay.
Okay. And I drink about 90 ounces of water a day. So about four to five bottles of water a day.
So you think that the water, so 4 to 5 bottles, like big bottles.
Just your regular, I think a regular bottle of water is 16.9.
Okay.
So I drink about 4 or 5 of those a day.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I ordered the Sicilian lemon stuff.
Yes.
I know that you sell it as well, but you said it's kind of harder to find.
Yeah.
What about the one on Amazon?
Okay, so I prefer that people buy it off Amazon.
Okay,
I prefer that they find it other places. It's just that I am right now arguing with like the corporate world. I'm going back and forth with Randall's, who owns Safeway and Kroger's and all these other, because they only carry it in certain stores and they will not ship out of Texas. And I just think that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, and then if you do order it, they have a maximum limit of 20 bottles. And I'm like, okay. And they're
a ton of followers. Like if you go on your Instagram lives at night, there's like a ton of people following you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they all want your secrets. Yeah.
And I've been giving it and I shipped 166 bottles in 3 weeks and I'm exhausted. Yeah. Because so you can order it on Amazon. The only problem is that you can only get one bottle of the lemon juice and one bottle of the lime. I think it is. And it's $20.
Yeah, I know. That's what happened to me.
It's $1.99 a bottle here.
Yeah.
But the shipping is what's breaking it. So the shipping is like crazy. So I can send 3 bottles for $20 versus their 2. And I'm trying to help people because they're coming back to me for refills. So I've got so many new people, but I just want it out there because there's so many wonderful properties. You really want to do regular lemon because you want the rind. The rind has so many wonderful things. But a lot of people can't handle that. They're like, oh, no, I'm not putting that. And I'm like, why? Like, I would probably eat sand if I thought it was good for me, you know? So I'm like, but the lemon, I didn't really start. I was losing about 5 or 6 pounds a month, which is great.
Yeah.
But the minute I stopped the artificial sweetener in my coffee and the sucralose creamer, and started doing black coffee and water with lemon all day until dinner, I was literally losing 6 pounds, 7 pounds a week and thought, oh my gosh, this is way too fast. You're not supposed to lose that much weight.
Yeah, it's hard on your body. It's hard on your liver.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But I probably was more disciplined than most in the fact that, so these are the 5 things I want you to know real quick while we're at this point. The lemon juice is imperative. Because it is loaded with vitamin C. It helps your skin. It helps with skin elasticity, which most people don't realize that lemon has a property, and I forget what it's called, L something amine or something. It helps with elasticity. Somebody like me who's barely I'm 5 foot exactly. Okay. To go from 221 to 116, mm-hmm. I was deeply concerned about the extra skin. And, you know, my parents were like, if you need surgery, we'll help you. You know, I want to build muscle. I want to fill in the gaps. I want to feel good. I want to be strong. I don't want to just look good. I don't want to be synthetic. You know, mm-hmm. I want to be the best person I can be at 46 years old, you know? And so with that being said, the most important thing besides a lemon, because I think people just, they hear lemon and they're like, come on, come on. There have cancer doctors. There are people that talk about it. There's a doctor on TikTok. He is amazing. And I forget his name off the top of my head. I adore him. He is actually a scientist and he's also a doctor. And he puts out these videos and talks about the correlation. I mean, just, it's amazing all the things that it does for you, really. It's just, there's too many good things to go through. Go down the rabbit hole, and not so much Sicilian lemon, but just look down the rabbit hole lemon and you will be blown away at all the wonderful things it offers. But the other key things that you would like really need to omit, if you're really trying to get healthy, fried foods are probably one of the worst things that you can put in your body. Yeah. And especially if you're on a GLP-1 medication.
Yeah.
It's on Novo Nordisk's website, which is Ozempic and Wegovy. And it's
they tell you what not to
eat. Yeah. And Eli Lilly, the number one food they say to avoid is any fried food.
Well, also just for your arteries and your heart.
Just for your arteries, everything. Your heart.
Cholesterol.
Yeah, your cholesterol. Yeah. Thank you. So fried foods are the number one no-nos. Another thing is that people think it's okay to eat vegetables. And it is okay to eat vegetables. I'll never come on here and grandstand and say I'm against vegetables. But there's a huge difference in vegetables. So if you are trying to get healthy, you want to go with the high fiber, low carbohydrate vegetables, which are going to be your green vegetables. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that are also going to help you with personal, like bowel movement, things like that, right? So you want to focus on your greens, your spinach, you know, God, I eat so much asparagus and all kinds of things. So you want to focus on your greens. You can have other vegetables, but, you know, corn really doesn't do anything for your body. And it's wonderful, but it's not going to really aid you in anything. It's loaded with carbohydrates. Yeah. I'm not saying don't eat corn. I'm just saying that if you're on a journey to get healthy, you might just want to cut it out a little bit until you kind of figure out your body. Because when you start changing everything in your diet, every single thing about you is going to change. Your skin, your sleep, your bowel movements, your women's cycles, everything is going to change. Your personality to an extent because your energy level. So it's like there's just so many things that go into play here. Fried food, number one thing. Two, any high fatty cuts of meat. Because your body has a really hard time processing it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it can cause you to feel bloated. It can cause you to feel sick. It can cause all these other things. Like your 80-20 hamburger meat, I would probably just go for like a higher, maybe a 90-10, something like that, because it's not going to have the same effects as the 80-20. All the fat, you need fat. Don't get me wrong. Fat's great. But the excess fat sometimes can cause a lot more problems in your body. Especially
well, they say in general, and I know I'm talking to somebody from Texas and I live in California, so don't get mad at me. I don't eat meat at all. I haven't in years, but I do eat fish.
I love fish.
And for me, it started as like, I wanted to lower my cholesterol because I got into my 40s and it's genetically in my family, we have high cholesterol. And my older sister's a vegan. She completely reversed her cholesterol by becoming a vegan. I tried to be a vegan. It does not work for me. It's never going to. So I still eat fish, but I don't eat any kind of red meat. And I know that they talk a lot when you're on these medications about protein.
Sure.
So I do. I would like to like know once you're done kind of counting down the five things, what proteins, like if somebody doesn't eat meat, and they eat fish, or I eat a ton of like egg whites. I don't eat the yellow part, obviously, but I eat the egg whites. I eat a ton of like probiotic, low fat cottage cheese. Like I find I'm trying to find my protein that way.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to pipe in there.
Yeah. So your breads. Mm-hmm. Breads are a huge, huge, mm-hmm. huge problem. A huge thing. Because I was a meat and potato. I'm from Texas.
Yeah.
Meat and potatoes and bread. And then slather it with a whole bunch of gravy or you know, dip it with. So those are the lifestyle changes that I had to make. And I was going not all in. And so breads, the kind of breads that I'm talking about are, you know, your big baked breads, like in your grocery stores. Believe it or not, sourdough is probably a better choice.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel bread. Some of these carb-free breads, I've tried them all. I'm not really a big fan.
Yeah.
But once you start cutting out those kinds of things, you're going to feel it immediately. So whenever you eat like a high carbohydrate meal, you know, afterwards, within 45 minutes, you're yawning and you can't figure it. You're like, oh, I'm so tired. You don't ever have that anymore if you don't eat those kinds of foods.
Yeah.
Right. So I've pretty much, and other people can figure it out. You can figure out, I know what I can eat everywhere I go. If I go to P. Terry's, if I go to wherever, if it's a fast food place, I know what I can eat there because because I'm not going to just be resolved to the fact I'm at Wendy's and I'm going to eat a burger. It's not the way it happens. Right.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, at any rate, your main things are and it's going to sound extremely keto, but it's kind of what your body stores, right? Because there's two different ways that your body, you know, burns fat. And one is by carbohydrates and one is by fat. So if you don't take in enough carbohydrates, your body gets confused and goes, okay, so I'm going to have to switch over and start burning fat, mm-hmm. right? So for the first couple of weeks, what I tell people is if you're really wanting to get serious about your health, you're going to see weight loss. It doesn't matter who you are. All you have to do, and I tell them, and people are doing it, and they're losing crazy amounts of weight, and they're like, oh my gosh, great. And I say, okay, good. Make sure you're getting enough water. If you can walk out 15 minutes outside your door, doesn't matter where you're going, just turn around and walk home. You can do that for 30 minutes, 3 or 4 days a week. That's more than you've ever gotten. So you're going to see results. You're going to feel better. They're like, okay, I got an 80-year-old woman in Minnesota who, she would call me every morning. She said, girl, I need an accountability partner. I said, call me. She would call me at 10 till 6 every morning and go, are you up?
And are these people that are coming to you, are they all on medication as well? Or are these people that are just both? Okay.
No, they are not. Some of these people cannot get this medication. They don't have insurance.
Yeah, I mean, I should say that. It's impossible to get it, by the way.
Yeah, man, it's real.
Unless you have diabetes. So like if people are judging me, no pun intended, for the fact that my doctor gave them to me as a sample. And I was mm-hmm. like, I want to try it because nothing else has worked. So I've only had samples. And then it started working for me. And like nothing else was working. So yeah. I'm honest, but if you can do this without the medications, that's the best thing, right?
Yeah, sure. And see, not everybody's taking these medications for weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like when you're up backs against the wall, no offense, like whoever makes metformin, I don't know who you are, but I appreciate you. But you know, I'm just going to leave it at that. There's a lot of side effects I personally, myself, was experiencing on the medication. I'll say it like that.
Wait, so metformin I believe it's an anti-seizure medicine. Am I wrong on that?
But it's also I think so. It is for diabetes.
Okay.
I had an extremely high A1C. Okay. And so my doctor said, we're going to start you on metformin. And I said, mm-hmm. okay. And I said, well, this isn't like a narcotic and he just laughed and he said, no. I said, okay, what are my side effects going to be? Because that's always the first question anybody should ever ask when a doctor's prescribing a medication.
Yeah.
Is this medically necessary? And the second question always should be out of your mouth. What is this going to do to me? Am I going to be able to have some kind of normalcy? Like, am I going to wake up and, you know, am I going to have terrible dreams or running, you know? Let me know. I want to know ahead of time. And he said, well, it's going to cause you to have an upset stomach, dry mouth, and probably most patients report headaches. So for me, that was the tip of the iceberg. I had way more side, like, oh my goodness. The side effects were off the chart for me. I did it though. I stayed in there for about 13 months. I successfully lost almost 60 pounds between that and the French meat. But it really was the diet. It really was
the diet.
It was the change of diet. I'm sure that the medications absolutely helped.
Because the medications help you with that hunger, the hormone signal in your brain. That's the whole point of the medication. That's what it helps with.
Yes.
So if you struggle with like binge eating, those are, they say, the people that really benefit from these medicines the most, right?
Yes. Agreed. Okay. Agreed. Yeah, 100%. And so for me, it was just like, okay, I can deal with that. Those are the side effects. Those are great. I can deal with that. Well, the side effects just kept getting worse as the milligram went up. And I thought, this is just getting to the point where it's starting to affect my quality of life. Like, yeah, do I feel good? Yes. The medication was making me feel terrible. My doctor, so I went back for lab work anyways. And then he said, well, I'd like to switch you over to Mounjaro. It's a newer medication. It just came out in May. This was August 5th of 22. He said, but I'd like for you to try it. I've got some samples. You know, your insurance is probably going to deny it only because it's a newer medication. You know, they don't, it's not on any of the formularies at this point. I said, okay. But anyway, so I started my journey on that medication. It made a huge difference because it, you know, all the things that I wasn't able to constantly maintain as far as the food noise and all those everyday things, it made it a lot easier, a lot more manageable. Boom, I hit my goal. But the most important thing, and I want to emphasize this, is your diet. Because if you're taking this for weight loss, there's a good chance you're not going to stay on this for the rest of your life because you don't have to. Mm-hmm. And there's a good chance you probably will gain this weight back because you don't have that extra mechanism, right? And so what I tell people on my lives all the time is the lemon juice is going to be key. It's going to be key for your skin. It's going to be key for your energy. It's going to be key for anything going on inside your body. It is absolutely one of the best things you could ever put in your kidneys and your liver. If anybody out there has a history of kidney stones, okay, they are going to tell you to put lemon in your water. Because by putting lemon in your water and you ingest it, it will actually break down kidney stones before they're formed. Like, there's so many good properties. It's crazy. It's amazing. I know. But I was educating my doctor recently because I hadn't been there in almost two and a half months. And he was talking to me, you still doing the lemon? Let me see your teeth. And I was like, you know, I got the teeth part covered, right? Mm-hmm. And we were joking. And he's like, well, let me see your teeth. And I was like, you know, doing this, being sarcastic. And he was like, well, I got my wife and I doing lemon. We've been doing it for about a month. He's like, I've lost 7 pounds. He's not doing anything else. He's doing lemon. Lemon serves so many purposes in your body. It's ridiculous.
And I'm like, literally about to run downstairs. I have like lemon because I'm waiting for those lemon bottles to come. But I do have, you know, from the grocery store, you can buy the lemon juice.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Can you use that?
So, okay. Yes.
But it's not real. Does it have sugar in it or something?
It does.
Okay.
So
see,
I had to go on a hunt because I'm telling you, once I found out it was Sicilian lemon that, it's not all Sicilian lemon. At the same grocery store where I found this jewel of a lemon, of lemon juice, they have three different Sicilian lemon juice that they make by different. All of them have 4 grams of added sugar, 6 calories per tablespoon. This one has 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. Nothing. You're not putting artificial sweeteners. It's not going to break a fast.
Okay.
It's not going to. The reason that's important is because, especially for people who are fasting, if you're going to use it before your end of your fast, by putting any kind of artificial sweetener or sugar in your body before you end your fast, it sends a signal to your brain that, hey, you start to produce hunger because you've introduced sugar into your body. So your body starts to crave food, starts to get hungry. That's why people aren't successful with fasting. Well, I'm going to use a creamer, but it's sugar-free. No, no, no. It's got hidden things in there. I tell people one of the main things to look for, if it says sugar-free, all natural preservatives. No, no. If it says all natural preservatives, flip it over. There's a good chance that it'll say 0 sugar, 6 carbs. 0 sugar, 9 carbs. That's not natural. You know what I mean? So it'll say, you know, or it'll like, I'm to blame. I started telling people instead of doing like, I just love you, Fairlife. Like, I did it for a long time. But when I dropped Fairlife and switched to Muscle Milk, because Fairlife.
Oh, this is a kind of, just so the audience knows, that's a kind of protein shake. A protein shake. Because when you're on these drugs, too, I know we're kind of skipping around. You have to get a lot of protein into your diet. Also, protein fills you up. So, like, I was just talking a few minutes ago about this probiotic cottage cheese or egg whites. I eat a ton of egg whites right now. Or these, you can go to like Target or Costco, you said, Target, yes. I get like this protein shake, but then I looked on the back and it has all this like fake stuff in it. So I'm right. like, I can't drink those.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. This time of year is the worst. I feel like I can't do anything and I can't enjoy my dinner because I can't taste my food and I can't work out because I feel tired and distracted. I can't even feel like I can host this show because my voice sounds like a duck. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D, designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. I feel like I've been using Claritin D for probably a few months now, and I have really noticed a difference. I can work out. I'm not feeling like my eyes are watering and my nose is all stuffed up. I can speak without feeling like a frog has jumped into my throat. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm going to make this super easy for people, like super easy, because I've already done all the work. Already done it all. Okay. You're not going to find that perfect product that tastes good. It's so difficult. Something always has something in it, right?
Yeah.
Like you can buy the Califi creamer, but you have to use half a bottle to get a taste. For me, I, you know, it's just not hitting, as my teenagers would say, but let me say this. You're going to save a lot of time and a lot of money if you will just use Premier Protein. Or you use, my personal favorite is Muscle Milk. And the reason I say Muscle Milk, does it have carbohydrates? Sure. It does not have any dairy. And I'm not saying dairy's bad, but that the kind of dairy that you find in a protein shake is the kind of dairy that's going to cause the bloating. It's going to cause, now it's different. I just published an article, believe it or not, in Women's World magazine.
Ooh,
and I know they interviewed, they contacted me and they said, we want to talk to you. We saw your cottage cheese. You push cottage cheese. And so they put me, it comes out on Tuesday.
Oh, and yay. Okay.
Yay, I know. Love it's actually in this last Thursday. Yeah. Women's World. It's actually in this last Thursday. I think it was June 6th, the release date or something, but it doesn't hit stores until this coming Tuesday. But I was talking about cottage cheese and how I blend it. I put it in salads. I put it in protein shakes because there's really nothing better than cottage cheese for your body as far as protein, as far as everything. But you can find, like if you go to your Trader Joe's or you go to your, I'm in Texas, we have Central Market. You can go to all these, a little bit more. You pay to these stores, right? Like Sprouts and things like that. But you can go to these stores and you can find like dairy-free cottage cheese or, you know, low dairy. You can find all these different, there's so many things in cottage cheese and people are like, ew. And I'm like, well, get the small curd.
I love cottage cheese. I try to limit my dairy, but I eat this like Nancy's probiotic one.
Love it.
And it's, I think it's like 80 calories. There's 4 servings per thing in a container. And this is going to sound so disgusting, but I mix it together with hard boiled egg whites and the Primal Kitchen dressing.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It's like a buffalo dressing, and I mix that together, and that's my lunch. It's probably not a lot, not enough. I need to probably be adding something else, but if I'm in a rush, I'll do that.
Yeah.
But I want to know, I know I'm kind of shifting. So you've given me like my audience to these five things, yeah, which is the limit the carbs, the bad bread.
Yep.
The obviously the lemon juice, the like artificial sweeteners, the make sure you're eating the green vegetables, the non-starchy vegetables. And then the fifth one was, this is my memory failing on me. I'm missing one. Oh, water. So sometimes I'm on these TikToks, and for people that are not on TikTok, there's such like a, I don't think it's great. I have a 13 and a 9-year-old. It terrifies me for my young kids. There's good things about TikTok though. You can learn a lot. Sure. There's really inspiring stories on it. Just like Instagram, same thing. It's good and bad. Limit it, like use it for good reasons. It's what I always say about social media. But I think that there's a lot of these people that are on these medications, and we're going to get into the medications right now, that will show you, this is what I ate in a day. And it's literally so bad for you. And they're like cutting their calories, but it'll be like 600 calories. And they're like, well, I'm not hungry anymore, so I don't have this food noise. So they'll show like what they ate in a day. And it's like for breakfast, a giant, like a muffin. For lunch, like a chicken, like burger, and then and it's all this really unhealthy stuff, and they're losing weight because they're limiting their calories. But the problem is with these medications, like anything else, there's no miracle drug. There's no miracle thing. Everybody is different. Everybody's going to lose weight at a different pace. You know, you are what you eat, as they say. The people that are doing this kind of stuff that are promoting it on TikTok, if I watch them, I'm like in my head, like, honey, when you go off these medications, you're going to gain it all back.
Yep.
And so for me, I did my research before I started this because I was really nervous about like, what's going to happen to my liver? What's going to happen to my kidneys? They say you can get, cancer. Like they did a lot of studies on rats about what kind of cancer is it? Thyroid cancer. But the studies were like inconclusive on human beings, but they still have to put these warnings on the labels. Also having to have your gallbladder removed. So there's a lot of these kind of stories going out there. But I think as long as you're doing the things like the lemon juice and all these things, I'm curious to know about, you've been on Mounjaro. We're going to talk about that right now. So you went from being on phentermine and metformin for, you said, I think 13 months, lost four, am I wrong?
56 pounds.
Okay, so 60 pounds, and then you went on to Mounjaro. Mounjaro and trizepatide is a trizepatide, correct?
Yeah,
so this has the double drug. So you're going to lose the most weight of any of these medications on Mounjaro. Sure. But this is the one that's so hard to get now. So if you don't have diabetes, there's literally no possible way you can even pay the $1,000 now to get it because there's a shortage.
Yeah.
So tell me about like the kind of like mouthful that I just said and your opinions on that.
Okay. So everything you said is true. And I will tell you this, that the medication is fantastic. I agree with you. I want to back up just a second. When I watch people doing what I eat in the day videos, it shocks me that they would think that that's okay. Bacon, eggs. Okay, cool. Cause you're going to eat that stuff. It's a breakfast food, you know, the stuff that people post, it blows my mind because if you're not going to change simple things, you're not going to sustain this. People think it's normal. How long am I supposed to eat this way? No, it has to become a way of life. Mm-hmm. You know that you have to do these certain things to maintain where you want to be. Mm-hmm. That's according to your body. There are people like my mom, she can eat whatever she wants. She is never going to be over 100 pounds. She's just not. She never has been. She can eat all day long, everything.
My mom's like that too, and it's really unfair. And my
can't
husband.
Stand it.
And my husband. I'm like, I eat like one bad day. I have like one bad day, and I'll gain 3 pounds. Like, it's just the way my metabolism has always been since I was a teenager. I've been on a diet literally my entire life.
Yeah. You have to watch everything.
Yeah. It's just some people have it easier than others, right?
Yeah. And it's just, so you have to make it, this is not just if you have the opportunity to have these medications, period, take full advantage of it, because the medication is not going to let you down. You're just going to have a different end game, and you're not going to be happy with it. I promise. You're going to feel great when you walk into a store to buy a size 2 from a 22, like I did. Mm-hmm. It's going to be emotional. But you're never, ever going to be able to sustain that if you don't do the necessary things to change the way you eat. Because without the medication, you would have never lost this weight. You didn't do anything significantly different. There's a lot of people that aren't even changing. They're not changing anything about their diet. And I scold them when they message me, and I'm like, okay, let's go. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What'd you eat? I want to know. Before you brush your teeth, what'd you eat? I never say a word. I just sit there. And they'll realize it in the conversation. They'll go, oh God, I probably shouldn't have those, you know, those 2 sloppy Joes. I'm like, what? But I don't go, what? Because I'm judging them. I go, what? Because you have to change that. Mm-hmm. And it gets me like alive, not in an aggressive, mean way, in a let me help you way, because you can make that same meal. You just use turkey instead of red meat. Because of the fatty content of the red meat. But it's not even so much the red meat as much as it is the bread. So you can make that, and you can do so many different things. You can do lettuce wraps. You can do, there's so many different ways to make things that a lot of people don't realize that. And I'm like, okay. And people are always, what do you eat? Send me a meal plan. I'm very hesitant on that, because if you have diabetes, you probably need to get that from a dietitian. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you to fast if you're, you know, wearing a continuous glucose monitor, because I don't know your health history. I don't work in the medical field. I work in dental. So I feel very uncomfortable. I can tell you what I did, but I'm not going to make.
No, you're very careful about that, because I've watched your videos enough to know if people say something, you know, Hollywood really put these drugs at the center of it. And I see like celebrities like, Will NASA from Shaws of Sunset, which I watched on Bravo because I'm a huge Bravo fan. And she was like, you know, she's all over social media, injecting herself with Ozempic. I think she's like, oh, I lost like 40 pounds. But what's scary to me about this stuff is like the minute that they cannot, because there's 2 options with these medications. One is you go off of it, you completely do what you've done. You know, where, or you can wean yourself off of it. But if you don't change your habits, like anything else, that weight and that food noise, by the way, is going to come back like quadruple, because your body's like, I mean, think about it. If you were not on these drugs before, and like somebody like me who had an eating disorder as a teenager, has always struggled, like ups and downs. I've been I think the smallest I ever was a size 6. I'm a curvy girl. I always have been. I'm about a size 10 right now. You know, I'll do my like ups and downs and never changing like what the things that I eat or the wine consumption for me, which is huge. It's all sugar. So my audience knows I took 68 days off of drinking. I still drink, but I had to completely change my relationship with drinking. And that's how I lost my initial weight that I lost in the beginning, was just not drinking.
Absolutely.
So that's what I wanted to say, is it's like, this is a very glamorized drug. It's not a quick fix. Yes. I mean, I'm on the one of the lowest doses of Wegovy. I'm on the 0.5. So the 0.25 is the lowest. I doubled up the 2 shots of the samples I have left. And then I'm moving to a semi-glutide, which I would love to talk to you about, because I know that that's you know a lot about this. because I want to stay on it until I get to my goal weight. But I also want to do this right. You know, I'm getting older. It's going to continue to get harder and harder for me and most women to take the weight off. And I want, and I choose to age. I say this all the time. I'm very honest. I get Botox. I do stuff to my face. I get Morpheus 8. I do stuff to, like, I want to look and feel as good as I can and age like the way that I want to age. It's not for everybody. If you don't want to get Botox or do a semi-glutide, we're not telling you to.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
We want to feel good. I want to feel good. I want to be feel my best. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But
no, I agree. I do the Botox.
On what I said. I would love to know your thoughts on that.
Yeah. So, you know, I've told my, the people, like, all, you know, my teeth are veneered. I get Botox. I get my hair done. My eyelashes are done by some lady. Like, I get my nails done, my toes done. I'm a store-bought bitch. Like, excuse my mouth, but you know what I mean? Like, I barely do anything for myself besides cook. Okay. So, and I'm about to have Sculptra. You know, I got tired of hearing
that. I've done it all.
Did it help?
I don't know. I'm like pretty honest with what I've done. There's certain lasers, like the things that I swear by are Morpheus 8. I've done it 4 times. It's like the most amazing thing I've done. I have done Sculptra. I do like it. I did it in my, like lip. I have a little bit in there, but I don't really have anything else in my face except for Botox.
Yeah, your face looks pretty flawless.
Well, I'm old. I mean, I'm older than you are. You said you're 46. I'm older than you are. And I'm like, I'm not going down in Chico's and J. Jill. Like, I am like literally fighting this fight for as long as I can. Sorry.
I'm staying in Hollister, damn it. No.
I don't think we have that here because I'm in LA. So our things are a little different. But go on.
Yeah. Banana Republic, Abercrombie. Some of those. But no, for me, like, I just, the only reason I'm, let me clear this up. The only reason I'm doing the Sculptra is I have lost so much fat, like, which is a good thing. I've lost 51% of my body weight and I did
That's insane. 17 months. What is the total? 104. Oh, sorry. 104, yeah, 104. Everyone.
Hey, give me that extra point. I weighed myself this morning and I was like 115, but yesterday I did a lot of, I did a lot of running around and things like that. I got plenty of water, but I didn't eat enough yesterday. And I think that's probably why. So I threw that one out the window. I'm normally around.
Do you ever drink? Do you ever drink on it? No,
I don't. And I'll tell you why. I do not. You got to be very careful when you drink on these medications. I have had one drink in 3.5 years. I'm just not a big drinker. I don't enjoy it. I don't like it. I just don't like the way it makes me feel. It makes me kind of shaky, but I have blood sugar problems. Yeah. So, yeah.
These medications, by the way, because we didn't go into side effects and I would like to do that quickly. So they do cause side effects.
Sure.
And for everybody's different. I was terrified to do my first dose because you're like, people are like, you're going to be so sick. Nah. You're going to be like throwing up. I didn't get that. Every once in a while, I'll have like a wave of nausea. Uh-huh. You can get, you do, at least for me, I got constipated. Sorry for the TMI. You have to make sure you have like a lot of fiber in your diet.
Yes.
And take magnesium, which I take, and a probiotic, because for me, I get the acid like reflux a lot. I would love to get your thoughts on that. Like,
all right. So if you have acid reflux, sulfur burps, things like that, one of the main things that's caused from is going to be your pastas and your dairy products. Mm-hmm. Also sausage and egg whites. Isn't that crazy?
Wait, sausage and egg whites cause gas?
Not together. Not mixed together. It's not like a deadly combination there. Sausage is going to cause the acid reflux, the burps, and things like that. A lot of people have come to me and they're like, have you had problems with sausage? And I'm like, it stays in your stomach. Okay. It's not a great digested thing. I don't struggle with it very much because I don't have a gallbladder. So I think most of the people that still have gallbladders are the ones. I do take a digestive enzyme and I have for years because I don't have a gallbladder.
But you didn't get your gallbladder taken out because of these medications.
Right? Mine's been gone for 17 years.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because we did talk about some of the things that they say, and I forgot.
And that is it is a valid, it does happen. It is really hard on your gallbladder, this medication.
What about your pancreas?
No. Some people say that they have had acute pancreatitis, but I have yet to meet one of those people. Does that make sense? Other people have said, oh yeah, but so-and-so said, well, let me meet that person. Because can it happen? Sure. The skin sensitivity is not a real big thing talked about on social media or anywhere else about Mounjaro, but a lot of people report skin sensitivity in certain parts of their
body. That is so weird that you say this. When I first started taking it, I had a red rash all over my face.
There you go.
Like, what happened? And nobody would tell me. There was no information on it. Uh-huh. But it is a side effect that you can get skin rashes.
Huge.
Yeah.
I mean, probably more people than not have it.
So why aren't people talking about that side effect?
I talk about it all the time. I ask my doctor about it just to see, like, not to be badgering, but I asked him about it. How many people report this skin sensitivity thing? And his response was, what do you mean?
No, my doctor too. My doctor hadn't heard of it. And
So there's also something in this medication, in these GLP-1 medications that cause you to be extremely cold. You're going to notice, as you go up in milligram, you will.
Really?
I didn't experience till I was, I jumped 3 times. So that'll be a 1 milligram for you.
Okay.
But I started to get cold all the time, especially. So there is something in this that does something to a certain part of your brain. Some people say they love it when they start getting cold because they know the medication is working. They're like, yeah. For me, and for thousands of other people that we have talked about this numerous times, it seems to happen after you eat. So after you eat a meal, you'll notice your toes are cold or you kind of feel cold. You're like, what's the house on or what's this? I will like literally put the air conditioning vent or the air thing to 74. And my boys are like, are you trying to kill me? Like I'm burning up. And I'm like, sorry. You know what I mean? Cause that's hot to them. You know,
I mean, I'd rather that than be hot.
exactly. I'm in Texas. If I'm cold all summer, that's a blessing, right?
Yeah. Wait, I was going to ask you too, and I'm sorry if I'm jumping.
No, it's fine.
But what I worry about is when you go up, I wonder if like some of these things, like you get new side effects per jumping up, right?
Sure.
So like if I'm going to continue to stay on this dose, and then I would like to talk about going to the compounded, because I know you talk about that. So there's a national shortage of these drugs right now. I don't know why. Maybe you can explain that. I think it's because so many people, it's been so glamorized by Hollywood.
Sure.
That there's this shortage and people are like pissed. Anytime you're on anybody's social media, like I follow all the Real Housewives, people are so mean. They're like, Ozempic. And I'm like, just admit you're on it. Like, I don't understand. Like, honey, you're 60 years old. You did not lose weight this much weight on your own. Just like tell people.
People are starting to come out.
I'm going to be honest with you. Like if I've seen a couple of my friends that are like, you look like you've lost weight. I'm like, I'm on this. Like I'm trying it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it works for me. And you know, this will be documented and people can listen to it on Apple forever. And hopefully I stick with it and the weight stays off. But, I just don't understand the lying about it. That makes me angry actually.
Yeah. Because you're just going to be synthetic about it. You're going to tell us that people are going to tell you look great. If you're not going to give them all the information, just don't give them any information.
I think that's why I also get mad about people not being honest about getting Botox or the way they're aging.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I get Botox. I started getting Botox when I was 26 years old for my 11th. Yeah. And I'm honest about it. If somebody says, oh, you look good for your age. I'm like, well, I
got
get
a lot of money
lot
in
of
my face.
Done.
I should.
I know. Yeah. But let's like kind of shift to for the sake of time to the semi-glutide compounded conversation.
Yeah.
So can you go into that for my listeners and myself?
Sure. So I've always been a huge supporter of compound medications. I work with a couple of different compound companies, one I promote on social media. But anyway, that's not what I want to say.
You can promote them here.
Yeah.
I mean, so, I would love for my listeners to know if this is something they're thinking about and they can't.
Well,
get
it just, what bothers me is that even people who pay $500 a month, like myself, for killer insurance, I had three denials and had to take it to a federal review committee, a company called Maximus. I had to take it before a board of insurance to get approval, and I have diabetes. Do you understand?
Yeah, if you have diabetes, there's no reason why this should
okay.
not be covered.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sitting there, and my labs and my A1Cs are pointing to diabetes, and my lab works. The two that they required me to get, both while I was on Mounjaro, both came back pre-diabetic. What do you think? I am on a GLP-1 medication and have been, so I'm not going to, it was a big thing. So the company that I promote and work with is called MinuteMD. I've worked with a couple of different other companies. I've ordered compounds from other companies. I think they all work just about the same. So if one is cheaper than the next or whatever, the ones that I have experience with, I like the compound actually more than I like regular Mounjaro because...
But explain what the difference is. They're both FDA approved.
That's important
for people to know.
So one thing I want people to know is that semaglutide compound and tirzepatide compound, they are the active ingredient in Wegovy and Ozempic is semaglutide, okay? And Saxenda, that's a pill form. The active ingredient is a salt. Or a peptide, if you will. So they are made in a compound pharmacy, okay? And basically made by a pharmacist, a sterile compounding pharmacy, by the way. It's the same active ingredient as the manufacturer. You've got the semaglutide. They just use B6 or B12, and they sell it at a reasonable price, like $249 to $349 or whatever it is. And that's $249 at the lowest dose, $349 at the max dose.
Yeah.
So that's affordable. That's cheaper than most people's car payments versus if you go to the grocery store and you try to pick up your prescription, it's $1,393 for 1 month. So there's a huge difference. Huge.
But explain, like, so a lot of people are like, you're buying something over the internet. Like, how do you trust this drug? You know, like,
sure.
We're in a time of like fentanyl crisis. Like, sure. How do we know what we're buying and who's safe and who's not?
You're right. And so you obviously want to do your research. Yeah. There are a lot, if not most, family practice doctors use compound pharmacies for different things. Okay. It could be my parents have a cat. She's got a thyroid issue. Okay. They don't make a thyroid medication that is balanced to her weight and age and all that stuff. So it's special ground compound, has to go to a special pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
But compound medications, I work in dentistry and I can tell you that, you know, everything down to the numbing medication they put on your gums before they give you a shot, that's a compound. That's made in a compound pharmacy. What they put inside of a root canal, that's compounded medication. So we trust other things, but when it comes to weight loss, people are, whoa, you know what I mean? So it is an FDA approved pharmacy. This medication is not regulated on a dose by dose. And that's why people question it. If I make it today, there isn't the FDA here to approve every batch that I make. And so that question is around people's brains. Like, what if, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing that I could possibly think of that the GLP or the GIP that would harm you. You know what I mean? It's not like fentanyl and the fact that if you, it's too much or too, you know, it's a big deal or it's.
Well, you just have to be careful where you're buying anything.
Absolutely.
If you're seeing like targeting ads, which you are, like if you're somebody like me, that's constantly researching this stuff, I'm getting these weird random targeted ads from like. And I'm like, I'm not going to buy from some like rando, you know, like you need to do your homework. You absolutely should always research anything you put in your body, period.
Yes. 100%.
And be monitored by your doctor on top of that, right?
Yes. 100%. What she's saying is right on. You want to be very careful. Do your research. Look at who's referring you.
Yeah.
Have they tried the medication? And do you trust that source? Yes. If it's not coming from a doctor, okay. And that's what I tell people. I'm going to tell you, you can follow the link in my bio and I'm going to make it easy for you because I've received the medication. I've done the manufacturer's medication. I've done this medication for at least 6 weeks at that point. And I'm telling you right now, for my body, I don't know about yours, and I don't know about yours, but for my body, I actually felt better because of the B6. Now people are like, why don't you just buy B, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But that's not, the point is this, you need to do your research into the company. If you call a company or a doctor or whoever, and you say, look, I'm nervous about using you because I want some references. I want to know where it comes from or how I, they're going to provide that kind of documentation because it has to be public data. Mm-hmm. There's no way it could be private. I've called a pharmacy and been like, hey, I don't understand like where you're, and they have, and it was Hallandale Pharmacy in Fort Lauderdale. And these people have been fantastic. I've even told people, this is where the compound medication was coming from prior to me joining MinuteMD. And I called them and said, hey, look, this first time I'm doing compound Mounjaro, I'd like to get our, and they said, well, let us correct you. First of all, it's not called Mounjaro. That is manufacturer's name. This is tirzepatide compound. I said, oh, okay. I apologize.
Because they have a patent. So like Nova Nordisk and all of the other Pfizer,
Eli Lilly.
I can't remember, yeah. Eli Lilly. These are their drugs. So I think from what I'm understanding, people are going to the down the compounded route because they have been on these drugs. They can't get them anymore. I'm personally don't have the BMI to get approved and I don't have diabetes, but I still want to be on the medication. So I think a lot of times these people are trying to find like shortcuts and ways, but still go through their doctor, and it's kind of impossible. But I think what I'm understanding is there's in the next year, it's going to be easier to get the medications.
It's going to be so much easier because hopefully by the end of the year, there will be an FDA approval for this to be marketed for weight loss, like Wegovy is for Ozempic.
Yeah.
So
but there's a shortage of Wegovy as well.
Right. And and that's because everybody that's being forced off of these medications, according to my doctor and according to a doctor that I follow and I'm friends with now on TikTok, who's a physician in, I forget where he lives, Kentucky, I think, but his patients personally, when they're being, he's not even prescribing it unless they're type 2 diabetes because there's no point.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to set you up to give you a prescription for something you can't pick up at the pharmacy because I can't get your insurance to pay for it. So once all these people that are being kicked off this medication because the coupon's expiring or whatever the case may be, they don't have the diagnosis codes required, he's sending them to Wegovy. And so all these people are being shifted to Wegovy. So it was just a matter of time before, you know, this was going to happen. And compound medications, if you're not comfortable with it, I get it because it's still questionable. You know, it's.
I mean, you are giving yourself a shot.
Giving yourself a shot. It is not an auto-inject.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's hard for people too, you know?
Well, I think that like kind of in closing and like of all this information that we've been talking about today, and please follow Jennifer because she is, I'm not kidding, a wealth of information and just a ray of sunshine. But I learn so much from her over like a lot of these other people that I think your reasons for doing this are good. They're genuine. Like you genuinely want to help people. So I love that about you. But I also kind of like in as we close, because I know this was a lot of information and I really just wanted to do this episode just to be transparent about there's so much negative feedback about these drugs, but there's also there's going to be, it's not, nothing's perfect. Like you have to do the work, which she's done to get to where she is. And you deserve all the credit for that. Did you have a little help? Yes. But like, take the help when you can get it. But this is by no means me telling you to go out and be like, start taking Wegovy or semaglutide. This is just me telling you, I was literally at my wit's end. In the beginning of this year, in the fall of this year, I was drinking too much. I had put on this weight during COVID. I'm thankfully like back down to what I was originally like several years ago. And I want to keep going because I would like to lose my baby weight. My daughter is 9. I think it's time. and like I said, like this is my personal decision. I'm going to be always honest and upfront with my listeners and my audience about like what I do, because I think it's important. And that's what my podcast is about, is being genuine. And I think that I adore Jennifer because that's what she is. And I think if you follow her, you will like learn from somebody that really knows what she's talking about. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that. Jennifer, I loved meeting you. I think you're fantastic. And do you have anything else you want to say before we close?
I just want to say that I'm a knowledge of information, and not because I've researched, because I've lived it.
Yeah.
And I've done it, and I've battled it. So if you're ever to the people that are on these medications and having issues, to the people that want to start these medications and don't know the correct procedure or if they should, or, you know, you are always welcome to reach out to me. Like TikTok is my, I am on Instagram, but TikTok is the platform I use the most because it's just easier for me to navigate while I'm like, you know, at work. I have a lot of stuff going on Instagram. And so, but yeah, at Mama Jen's Here is my TikTok handle or whatever you want to say, but you can always direct message me, and just ask those questions, because 9 times out of 10, people are going to pay for a doctor's visit to ask that question when I've probably experienced it at least once.
And you've lived it. So I love that. In closing, everybody, I hope that you learned something from this episode. I think it's super important to be up to date on like some of these drugs and understanding them. By no means, again, is this medical advice. Go talk to your doctor if you are interested in going on one of these. There are side effects, not for everyone. Everybody's different. Everybody's different, like I just said. And I'm just really trying to reiterate that. In closing, like I always say, be happy by making other people happy. Thanks, Jennifer.
Judging Megan with Megan Judge.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.